Hello again, everybody. Welcome once again to the Radio 1 in Concert programme, which comes to you from the Paris Theatre, Lower Regent Street in London. We've got two bands for you tonight, and in the second part of the programme, you're going to be hearing from David Coverdale's Whitesnake. But we open tonight with a very fine new band. I'd like you to give a welcoming hand, please, to the Only Ones.
Howdy, those were the Only Ones, recorded in 1978 in the Paris studios in Lower Regent Street in London. Live at the BBC is the imaginative title of the LP on Windsong Records. Intro, of course, by Alan Black, followed by the immortal story, The Only Ones. And to start the programme, it was Chakra Khan, rather a clever name, I think, and a single on Brute Records called Mauve Zone. And in tonight's programme, sessions from the New Bars, they'll be cropping up later on, and the Auteurs, whose LP was Pop CD of the Week in The Guardian. Must have been pleased about that. And also here's a fax which says midweek chart position, Thursday the 7th of March, The Auteurs, new album, After Murder Park, new entry, album chart, 33 album chart. And from The Auteurs, this is Kids Issue.
Myself off. Spawn myself out. We'll be right back.
Those are the Auteurs in session. First from them, which is called Kids Issue, and this is Terry Gansey. Pressed slightly off centre, but who cares?
Praise Jehovah, we are reserved spring to find His Majesty. Not only find the links, no man never make me have a peep, nah, no claim. So I ooh, some little fire type of cannabis. Just say come away and see no more. I'm always everybody meets on the floor. Come away and see no more. Right now, I'm gonna open all doors.
Got a quality name, hasn't he, really? Terry Gansey on Penthouse Records, and that's called Praise Jehovah. And what have I got for you now? The New Bars, first from them in session, Mind Blender. That's enormously interesting. What seems to have gone wrong there now? My goodness me, you don't often get that, actually. I'd like to pretend that the band... Oh, there they go.
Tonight is party time.
Rock and do your thing, man.
The Love Groove Dance Party.
Love Groove to the House Nation.
The Easy Funky Free.
Oh, I love it.
The Euro Mix.
La musica di Danny Rampling. Pure and sexy.
Rampling on your radio. It's fierce.
Danny Rampling every Saturday evening between 7 and 9 p.m. on 97 to 99 FM Radio 1. Ow.
That's a band called The Makeup, and Blue is Beautiful, on a new label called Black Gemini, which is run by Guy out of Fugazi. Therefore, it's an import at the moment, anyway, from Washington, D.C. And there are two releases. I'm going to play you the second one in just a moment. But Makeup are going to be touring the U.K. in April with Blonde Redhead. I've got one or two dates, but they're tentative, so perhaps closer to the time when they've been firmed up, I'll pass on the information to you. I've also got an LP by them, which I've not had a chance to listen to yet. Well, only a couple of tracks. Very strange it is, too, because the stuff that they do, they describe as gospel, yeah, because the record label says gospel record on it, actually, gospel records, and plainly it's not gospel, but then again, perhaps it is. The second run is a split single which has The Makeup on one side of it, and on the other side of it, The Metamatics, and The Metamatics go like this.
Because I am quiet.
They sound like a pretty interesting bunch as well. The Metamatics on Black Gemini Gospel Records are from the States, and that's called Absence of Rhythm. The first fax of the night comes from Giles Pepperell. If you're listening, Giles, you can send me another fax with your phone number on it, and I'll give you a ring and tell you the whole story. I think you'll enjoy. The fax number for anybody else who's moved to send a fax is 0645 110 100. And I do like getting them, I must say. This is David Kilgore on Ajax Records from Chicago. The LP is called First Steps and False Alarms. This is Shine All Night, which this program will endeavor to do, despite my inability to speak coherently. should have mentioned that the record does start like that. It's not me getting it wrong again. Honest, that's David Kilgore, the LP's First Steps and False Alarms, and that was Shine All Night. And after the news, a track from the debut LP by The Heads.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1, Newsbeat.
Lincoln Social Services are denying they acted slowly over the case of a 10-year-old girl discovered living in squalor with her cancer-ridden father. The home in Skegness was infested with mice and was littered with dead pets. A British businessman is said to be on board a Turkish Cypriot plane which has been hijacked by Chechen gunmen. The airliner carrying over 100 people was forced to land in the Bulgarian capital Sofia for refueling. It's just landed at Munich. A 12-year-old girl's gone into hiding after being severely beaten up twice by school bullies. Wendy Thompson from County Durham was attacked while other children and several adults watched on. She says she was terrified.
I walked up through it when she started on me there again, and then all the others gathered around, the pupils and that from haunt school gathered around. She was kneeing me in the head and stuff like that. I was that frightened. I couldn't think what to do. My mind just went blank.
Tories in Leicestershire have voted to drop their MP David Ashby as candidate for the next general election. It comes just 3 months since he lost his libel action against the Sunday Times over allegations he lied about his sexuality. Mr Ashby, who denies he's gay, blamed tonight's result on homophobia. Radio 1 Newsbeat, I'm Danny Shaw.
Radio 1, more music.
What frequency on the left and right channel? Recording level is 3.54 centimeters per second at each channel. 16 kilohertz.
That's from Head the Heads and their debut LP on Headhunter Records. Quad is the title of the track, and the LP is called Relaxing with dot, 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 the Heads. And a fax here about football from Poe. They're playing with Half Time Oranges and one of the bands called Super 8 on the 19th of March. That's at the Charlotte, I assume in Leicester, although it doesn't say so. And an extraordinary weekend it was. Sunday, an extraordinary day for football, because we went in the morning to see our Tom's team play in Woodbridge, and they scored a couple of goals, I think, in the first 3 or 4 minutes. Ran out winners at the end of the game, obviously. And then we went and watched Ipswich, and they scored 3 goals in 12 minutes, and then Liverpool were on television and scored 3 goals in 6 minutes or 8 minutes or something. Perfectly remarkable stuff, and obviously terrifying for Newcastle and Manchester United supporters who must have been watching it. This is Uprising. Man's there again. That's a Wardrop Brooks Davy composition, Uprising, and Judgment Dubwise version 2. Information about the Auteurs, well, the LP's out this week, of course, and they play their first live show for at least a couple of years at the newly refurbished Yulu, that's in London, on Saturday, which is tomorrow, and the next single to be released in April will be Tombstone, and there's going to be some regional dates to coincide with that. There's also going to be an album from Luke and Cellist James's other project, which is Bayard & Meinhof, that's later on in the year. From the Auteurs, who are in session tonight, this is Buddha.
haunting, happy hiding, happy new year. I hope you get yourself together. I hope your absence is made clear. Birthday, Buddha! I first learned there was a value in a little subterfuge from some old deep in time or another woman's rap. Contact with a Svengali. He was housebound and unwell. Eaten the whalebone in a Cantonese restaurant. His nervous system had broken down. But happy birthday.
Excellent. That's from the Auteurs in Session, Buddha the title of it. And now a record from Trial. This is from a single-sided LP on Hipster Records. The track's called Splinter. And the very beginning of it demonstrates most impressively, I think, the importance of the cough in popular music.
Come on. Riley on the weekend means more music, top new tunes for week's vital purchases, and original exclusive Radio 1 sessions from the likes of... Me, Joe Wiley, making the most noise. Saturdays at 2:30 on 97 to 99 FM Radio 1. It'll be a revelation.
12-inch on Full Cycle Records. This is DJ Die, as in, be deceased. Hydroponics is the title of the track. And before that, it was Trial from their single-sided LP on Hipster Records, which is also called Trial. And the track there was Splinter. The thing in between, of course, with Joe Wiley is on a cart, which we play here in the studio. And I mashed the button so hard that something went twang in my elbow. This is one of the things, the interesting things that happens to you as you grow older, is that that sort of thing goes on. Things go like guitar strings in your body. You make some involuntary movement, and bang, it's gone like that. And it, oh, really stings for a while. It's, I'm recovering from it now in a rather plucky way, but at the same time quite interesting. One of the other things which has happened to me over the past 6 months or so is I quite like, when I'm talking to people, sort of crouching, leaning against a wall, you know, provided they're not standing up or something, if they're sitting in a chair or whatever. I like kind of crouching. I feel comfortable in that position because I've now reached the stage at which, when I do it, I can't get back up again. And I'm there about in a low crouch and trying to look pretty groovy and laid back, and then I have to get picked, stand close by, please, and help me pull myself up again. These things, it'll happen to you, you know, and it'll happen to every single one of you. This is Broadcast, their single on Wurlitzer Jukebox Records. I see from the NME that it's on their turntables as well in the office, so for the next 3 minutes and 10 seconds, I'm going to be kind of hip. This is Accidentals. This is the sixth release on the Wurlitzer Jukebox label. I have no idea what the other five have been, but this is pretty good. That's from Broadcast, 7-inch single. Accidentals, the title of it. And a fax from, well, I like getting regular faxes, you know, from kind of regular people on a regular basis. And the Rockhouse kids in Coventry seem to be faxing me on every Friday night, which is most welcome. And they say, love to you and your crew. Ha! Me and my crew. I just love that. People assume that when you do radio programs, like you've got vast posses. And even if you say that you haven't, you know, but they're all there. I kind of have people smiling and laughing and chuckling at all the terrifically clever things that I say in the course of the program. Not so at all, actually. What I need is a librarian. I do. I mean, I'm getting into such a mess at Peel Acres. I need somebody to... But nobody, you know, they all think, as I've said before, that if they come and do that, they're going to meet Morrissey, which they're not, I'm afraid. Anyway, it says, love to you and your crew. Just thought we'd let you know that we're producing Coventry's very own culture fanzine, Rising, spelled with a Z. First issue out on April Fool's Day. This presumably is some kind of successor to the great Coventry magazine, the legendary Dead Yampy. He says, can you mention a gig at Coventry University Saturday the 9th of March with Wall of Sleep Live? They're going to be playing guitar, dub, grunge, live. Love you, it says. Right, what have I for you now? Oh, this is Bob Baker, a most entertaining piece on the Country Hicks Volume 1 LP, Kitty Cat Corner.
Lord sakes, where'd you little kittens blind when I seen you last night? If you'd ask me, I'd know just where to go. Now I may be old and seen my day, but you little kittens mind what I say. Put your glad rags on and we'll get some dreams, rocking and rolling at the bottom of the hill, you'll dance at the kitty cat corner. Kitty cat corner, word at the kitty cat corner tonight. I've been Lucy Lee and old Tip Foot Pete, cutting out a caper that is really sort of neat. Down at the kitty cat corner, ooh, the kitty cat corner. We will rock and roll to broad daylight at the kitty cat corner tonight. Kitty, 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 kitty.
Come on now, who could resist that? That's Bob Baker and Kitty Cat Corner from Barklog Records, Country Hicks Volume 1. And here's another one from the New Bars in Session. Loads of information about them, which will be coming up, well, at some stage. Not now, though.
More soul. I have had a belly full. There's nothing left for me to do. you're living now. Just because you're free this morning doesn't mean you won't be dead by next time. You never felt a human being, now it's just a dumb machine. Certain parts of you are still dying. Mean nothing, now it's done. The damage is done, but you can't turn off my love like you can. Fuck out the sun.
Bars in session, and that's called Teenage Torso. And here's something that might please Darren Barnes of Translink Express. Is that right? It can't be. Translink, sorry. Express in Leicester, my goodness me. This is REQ.
God, see, but 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 God, see
Newsbeat, I'm Danny Shaw.
Radio 1, more music.
Know Nothing from their LP, The Room Where Everything Happens at Once and Somewhere in the City. And this is what's happening in Aberdeen. Thank you. Third release from Canyon, but the first that I've heard and the first I've had a chance to play to you. It's on Hook Records, Aberdeen, and that's called Planet 10. Andy Adams and John Guest, Canyon. And a fax here from Barry Newman from the Wild Club Norwich Arts Centre, and he says, now that you've seen Solar Racing overhead last week, which I did, and most enjoyable they were too, I know you'll want to come along, continues Barry, to see Beatnik Film Stars, Magoo, Velvia and Mahogany on Monday the 11th of March, 8 o'clock kick-off. Well, I shall do my best, and thanks for the invitation. And here's an ensemble with rather cumbersome name, I think, of Polar Goldie Cats, but they are on Thurston Moore's Ecstatic Peace record label, so they must be pretty wonderful. We'll be right back. Just had a fax from a listener who wanted me to play something by Captain Beefheart, and I don't have any Beefheart records with me, alas, but that certainly has had something of the magic band about it. Polar Goldie Cats on Ecstatic Peace Records, and that was called Moist Niblets, which has a kind of Beefheartish quality to it as well. Now, as I said, a great deal of information about the new bars. I shall now read it rather badly from this fax. As you're aware, the fax starts, the band came away from their Peel session totally vibing about the whole thing back in November, having made what they felt at the time was the best set of recordings to date. This led to the band and our label Lime Street agreeing to forget record company books and surge ahead and record cheaply and effectively their debut album to a great extent in a big live room set up like the Maidervale Studios. The band had just completed their first session on the album in Matt Johnson's studio, The Garden, in Shoreditch, London, with already 9 songs near completion. We're working with engineer co-producer Laura B, a friend of the band who worked with Black Grape and on The Name of the Father and Reverend Black Grape, although she has bigger credits in the techno world. We're now grabbing studio downtime to complete the remaining tracks, which should total in the region of 16 songs. The results so far sound amazing, and the completed album is certain to be a groundbreaking release. As usual, the band are attracting a fair level of interest from both old and new A&R fans, many of whom have come on board following the Peel session. The band are also receiving offers to mix the album from both studios and producers. It's still our intention to see the album released through Lime Street in the UK, through Vital. The album will be titled Stay Scary Forever, and the release date is likely to be June 96. The band release a new single, I Want to Be Your Kunta Kinte, on the 9th of April, which already has many fans from the band's live set as well. Jarvis Cocker, as well as, I think there's a word missing there, but anyway, Jarvis Cocker, who on a number of occasions has approached Tara the New Bars, enthusing about the song, which he calls a boss tune, which we think is probably northern for top tune. It also, I think it's California, really. It also seems he's been improvising the chorus into his live set at recent shows in France. Bassist Steve Mackey informed us. Well, there you go. This is the one that, well, apparently Jarvis likes. Why not?
New music. New songs on Radio 1 from Cast. Arthur Ronson. And this. More new music than any other station. Guaranteed. Radio 1. The UK's new music. First.
Riz All Stars, that's on Riz Records, as you might imagine, from the LP Who Gave the Permission. That was the Apache version. And before that, the, well, sometime before that, it was the New Bars in Session, Kunta Kinte. And they've got a gig on Thursday the 14th of March at the Blue Note, Out of Focus, Hoxton Square, London, N1. And it says, this show will be the band's first preview of the tracks that they will sound on the LP in the venue home of... I always change album to my LP, you know. This is one of those things that I'm never going to grow out of, I suspect. I'll go back and do that again correctly, as they will sound on the album. And the venue home of both Metalheads, Goldie's Club Night, and Dusted, the Mo Wax Night, is the ideal setting. The show will include DJs Paolo Hewitt, Martin Smashing, Paul Mather from Melody Maker, and John Young. And I've also got a mini headline tour coming up in April, taking them to, well, the start of the Oxford HMV shop, actually, in store at 3:30 on Tuesday the 9th. Then Colchester Arts Centre on Thursday the 11th, Cambridge the Junction on Friday the 12th, Oxford 13th, Saturday the 13th, the Zodiac, formerly the Venue, then on Sunday the 14th, Blackwood, the Miners Institute, on Monday the 15th, Cardiff, Gassy Jacks, and the legendary Roadmenders in Northampton on Tuesday the 16th, Wednesday the 17th, Reading at the Alley Cat, Friday the 19th, Canterbury Penny Theatre, and on Monday the 22nd of April, they're going to be in Southend at the Esplanade, or Esplanade, if you're posh, and then it says further dates will be added shortly. Anyway, lashings of information about the new bars. I did tell you that there was going to be. This is from Tunic, Tangerine Flack. Excellent stuff indeed. That's Tunic for that, from that 4x4 LP on Up Records from Accrington, and that was called Tangerine Flack. And here's a fact from Roy Haycock at Tunbridge Wells. He says, John Peel, you appear to be suggesting last week that your broadcasting hours are about to be changed. If this is so, can you please enlighten listeners? But it goes roughly this way. In fact, it goes exactly this way. The programme, that the Friday night programme that comes up in the middle of Sound City in the middle of April, featuring The Wedding Present, Orbital and Biss, live from Leeds, will be the last Friday night programme that I do. Then it'll be replaced with a three-hour Jungle programme, and I entirely agree that Jungle should be adequately represented, more than adequately represented, on the radio, and it's going to be. And I move to Sunday night, immediately before Kershaw, from 8 to 10. Now, quick, a bit of mental arithmetic will tell you that that means that the programmes lose another hour, which is going to be, it's going to be obviously an opportunity for me, a challenge, and for me to get the quantity of music that I like to play and the variety of stuff into a smaller pot, and I'll do my best to do that. And that the first programme will therefore be in April, so I don't know, frankly, I should look it up and tell you, but I can't remember exactly when it is, but towards the end of April, that'll be Sunday night, and in a way it'll be better because, although despite the loss of the hour, which obviously is disappointing, but there won't be so many people watching television or going out or already being out, so maybe a better time for listening, I don't know. This is Done Lying Down.
Oh,
A bit of a Nirvana rip-off, you may be thinking to yourselves. Well, happily, that's the title of the track, Nirvana Rip-Off, and it's by Dunn Lying Down from their excellent LP on their own record label called Contrapunct, and this is Kerosene. A flammable fuel-packed 10 minutes there on your favourite radio station. That was Kerosene 454 on Hipster Records from the LP Situation at Hand. Before that, it was Kerosene on Force Inc. Records and a track called VC3. Here's another one from the Auteurs, and it's After Murder Park.
Would you shut the door and put the olive on the floor? I feel it coming on again, just like it did on Saturday. Buses after murder park, in the damp, in the dark. Maybe we should call the law, maybe we should call the child's parents. I love you too. Hi, hello, what have you been? God, it's good to hear your voice again. Did you miss your brother? Darling, I will always love your life. In a shallow grave, there's a judge nearby on a railway, on a bed of mud and wire, as we find out where the child is buried. I
Segway wasn't a huge success, it has to be said, and that was largely to do with one of the machines, which actually kind of editorialised and put in one of those respectful Radio 3-style pauses before that track started. Former members of Hula Hoop and Rodan, both of whom, of course, did sessions for this programme, now in Rachel's on Quarterstick Records, that's from the LP Music for Aegon Sheila, and second self-portrait series is the lively title of that bit. And before that, it was the Auteurs, they're in session tonight, after Murder Park, and this is Fuchsia, spelt rather a rude way.
Thank you.
This is Fuchsia on Che Records. That's spelled F-U-X-A. I mean, that's the name of the band, not Che Records, obviously. The LP is called Three Field Rotation. This is Main Sequence Diffusion, which is divided into three parts, if you didn't spot that. Main Sequence Diffusion itself, and then Photon, and the third bit is called La Jolla. Another from the New Biles. Track from another excellent compilation LP. This one, All the World in an Egg, from Universal Egg Records, recorded in the Wibbly Wobbly Studios. Century this time, which once again is Man Wardrop, along with Lake and Petter, combining on melodica dub.
97 to 99 FM, Radio 1, Newsbeat.
There's been a rail crash in Staffordshire. Details are still coming in, but it's thought at least 29 people have been hurt. It's believed two trains, one a mail train, the other a tanker carrying carbon dioxide, collided in Stafford. A number of people are trapped in wreckage. A British businessman is believed to be on board a hijacked plane which has been forced to land in Munich. The Turkish Cypriot airliner has more than 100 people on board. It was travelling from Nicosia to Istanbul. Tory MP David Ashby, who lost a libel case over claims he was gay, is being thrown out at the next election. Local Leicestershire Conservatives voted not to adopt him as a candidate. He says the decision is based on homophobia. A senior Church of England clergyman who admitted sex offences against a number of boys has been jailed for 3.5 years. Canon Terence Knight carried out the assaults while serving as a priest in Portsmouth. And finally, the pincher of Trafalgar Square has been revealed as a jobless teenager who claims he sold the birds for 20p apiece. The 17-year-old says rustling pigeons is okay because the birds are vermin. And today's weather, showers with bright spells in parts.
Radio 1 Newsbeat, I'm Danny Shaw. Radio 1, more music. We'll be right back.
entry on Mokum Records, really, doesn't it? That's Tellurian. Guyver is the title of the track, and an excitingly rude word buried in there, which I hope you didn't hear. And this is Splintered.
I'm a junkie. I like drugs. I like the whole lifestyle. It just didn't pay off.
Thank you.
It's coming through on the waves. There it is. The TV license.
How do I find it?
One hit. By post or at any post office. Two, save up and pay with TV license stamps. Three, direct debit monthly or annually. For details of our direct debit schemes, please call 0-990-22-6666. That's 0-990-22-6666. It's so easy.
Get alive.
De Colombia con mucho gusto para ti, Chino.
Esta es la cumbia pariente, esta es la cumbia latina. Ahí se exporta de Colombia, para Japón y la China. Ahí se exporta de Colombia, para Japón y la China.
Esta es la cumbia pariente, esta es la cumbia latina. Esta es la cumbia pariente, esta es la cumbia latina.
¡Qué sabrosa cumbia!
Enough of that sort of thing these days. Not quite sure why. Just, well, I get the records, I suppose. But anyway, Alessandro Mesa, and that's from who's the Sabanero King of Colombia, and that's from an LP on World Circuit Records called Lisandro's Cumbia. And before that, it was Splintered from Dirta Promotions from their LP Noumena, N-O-U-M-E-N-A, and that was called Another Facelift. Here's a group called, astonishingly, Weeping in Fits and Starts.
We're back to here again. Just when thought it would end. We're taking our time to show the world where we went wrong. Making the sound, I regret the mistakes that I've made. As if tragedy were my trade, I've become everything that I hate or said I would never become before. Cutting through this hole, I need one more control. I'm just waiting. We'll be right back.
7-inch single from Rhubarb Records of Brookline, Massachusetts, by Weeping in Fits and Starts, and that was called Bridge to Nowhere. And here's the last from the New Bars tonight. This is Layabout.
When I'm a layabout, a full-time layabout, I want to be a layabout. A team full of poor coward layabout. And if I want to be a layabout, I'm going to be a layabout. A 24-hour day layabout.
Watch out at 1 o'clock, the 1FM rap show with me, Westwood.
You know how we do.
Yeah. Fat Fridays 1 till 4 a.m. Number flavor, you know how we do. 97 to 99 FM, Radio 1.
Stay tuned, your planet station.
Ninth Wave Punk Rock, as it's styled on the sleeve, from four-letter word on JSNTGM Records. I've forgotten what that means, but they're based in Blackpool, and that's from a 7-inch EP, Words That Burn, and it's called, as you might have gathered, Fundamentally Flawed. The band themselves seem to come from Cardiff, and it was recorded in Weston-super-Mare. A little geography lesson for you there. And this is from Original Vibes and Hellraiser. Original Vibes and Hellraiser, and this is called I Can't Wait. This afternoon's sessions between 5 and 7 come from Kinnicky and Joyrider. And now it's over to Danny Shaw
with a news flash.
There's been an explosion in West London. It happened near the Earl's Court area. It's understood windows have been broken, property has been damaged, roads are sealed off in the area, and police are treating it as a terrorist incident. We'll bring you more news during the night, but now it's time for Tim Westwood.